This is a recording of the Pine Valley Local Service District. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September 10th. We are starting a meeting, and there are a quorum of us. There are three here, so this is the recording of that.
Okay, I'd like to extend a welcome to everybody that's here right now, Emily Nielsen and Herman Nodebrook. Myself, Frank Davey, is the chair of the committee. And we've called this special meeting for Victor Christensen, a general contractor who's wanting to get a home permit for a home building here in Pine Valley. And so it's an extra meeting that we're holding this evening. And let's see, it's 6 o'clock, so we'll invite, Rick Peets is gonna do the Pledge of Allegiance and then I'll do the prayer. Everybody got that the other way around?
God before country.
Okay, yeah. All right, I'll get that straight one of these days and things like that. So, our dear Heavenly Father, we're ever so thankful for the opportunity as a committee to be able to serve this Pine Valley community, and grateful for the many blessings that we have and for the opportunities to serve our community members for their various needs that they have, in accordance with all that's been developed to keep Pine Valley in a good way. We're thankful for our health that allows us to meet, and thankful for the blessings that we have over all the facilities to meet in, and pray that things will go well for us tonight, that when we connect with Victor, that he'll be able to share his thoughts as a contractor, and that Emily will be able to share her questions as well. We thank thee for all the blessings that we do have. We recognize thy hand in all things. And this we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please stand and remove your cover.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much for the pledge, the prayer, and we'll go ahead and make a phone call here to Victor. And like I said earlier, he's in Flagstaff, so.
Hello.
Victor, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, doing well. We just had a prayer and a pledge of allegiance.
Okay.
To make our getting together official. As a Pine Valley Local Admin District.
Yeah.
And present on the board is Emily Nielsen and Herman Nodebrook, myself, Frank Davey, and Rick Peets.
Well, tell everybody thank you for meeting together on such short notice. So.
You bet, yeah. Well, we decided in the last meeting that we'll start meeting on the second Wednesday of each month instead of the first for various reasons
and so on.
So that it'll be a whole month before we normally hold this meeting again. So we're glad to work with you and appreciate you being on the phone.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, just so you know, Bob Daly has reviewed the plans for the home.
Okay.
And he approved everything there. He didn't see anything that was out of order.
Okay.
And let's see, Tom Nielsen is out of town this evening. And so what we'd like to do is go ahead and invite Emily Nielsen to ask a few questions, if you would be willing, of course, to answer those questions, and then we'll be able to go from there.
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, Victor.
Hi.
So, you know, you've been through this a couple of times, so we won't do the whole song and dance. We've looked at your overlay sheet, and always the biggest concern is the size of the home for the lot, but it looks like you're under 50%, so that's not a concern. Shingles are metal, so that's not a concern. I really won't go through all the other things that we've done, you know, that are usually the no surprises kind of conversation because you've had it several times. But I would like to ask you, though, and we can wait till the end of the meeting if we want, but, you know, you're somebody that's gone through the building process before the overlay zone, and you've gone through the building process without the overlay zone. And I just would, as a board member, be interested in your impressions. Is it adding an onerous layer? Are you finding, you know, difficulty working with the county and meshing it with the overlay? What's been your response as a contractor?
It hasn't been any harder. have been having to do this. When I was on the special service district, we had to sign off the plans too before we even had the architectural committee there. So it's always been a process. It's just we used to not have to pay a big fee like we do now, but I understand the reason. So.
Yeah, and that's nothing to do with the overlay zone. That's fire department, yeah. So something totally different. Okay, how about your homeowners in terms of the restrictions on lighting and, you know, those kinds of things? Has that been much pushback or a problem with them?
No, not too bad, because usually whenever I build homes for people there, it's kind of just the standard, you know, lights. It's not been anything, you know, intrusive or anything like that. It's just been like a porch light and maybe some garage lights. So it hasn't been too bad on that side of it, so.
Okay, well, just a reminder to them, they do need to be fully shielded. We've had a couple little incidents with that, so just remind them that they need to look for the fully shielded ones. And, you know, none of the outdoor landscaping lights or, you know, any under the eave lights, you can't have anything like that, so.
Okay, all right.
Okay, you guys have any questions?
I don't have any questions. Everything fits within the requirements, so I think we're good with that.
Fits in the size of the lot. Everything is fine.
Okay, do we have a motion?
So make a motion to recommend approval.
Okay, do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, sounds good. So, Victor, we've got the paperwork here, and there's the cost. Rick Peets has that figure. The impact fee that's due is $47.14.
Okay.
And just so you know that, I'll go ahead and sign this document. When will you be returning to Pine Valley?
I'll be back Saturday.
Okay.
And then I can get the check from the homeowners probably first of next week, like Monday or Tuesday. I think they'll be back in St. George on Monday, so.
Okay.
Victor, this is Rick. Do they have Venmo?
You what?
Do they use Venmo?
They might. I could check with them. So
yeah, because they could pay us that way.
Okay, that'd work too. I'll check and see if they have an account, and then let you know. So
then we can get it approved. We can get it done and sent to the county quicker.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. So I'll get with you as soon as I get back, and I'll check with them. So
okay.
Okay.
All right. So
is this your cell phone? Can I send you a picture of the invoice then?
You sure can. You can do it on the phone or on my email, either way, so not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for meeting and doing this for us. So
you're welcome.
Hopefully we can get started before the weather starts getting cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it starts getting snowy quick, though, huh?
Yeah. I hope we get a lot of snow, but, you know, as a builder, you don't want it, but as an owner up there, you want a lot of snow, so.
Yeah.
Yep, sounds good. Well, have a good time there in Flagstaff, Victor, and we're glad to be of help to you.
All right. Thank you for taking the time. Appreciate it.
You're sure welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay. I think we're done.
9 minutes. It's a new record.
9 minutes.
New record.
Yeah. Move to adjourn. Yeah, if we just don't have people or any decisions, it can get done quick, can't they?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
And, well, all in favor,
Bye.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Okay.